Blog Talk Radio.
Paperfall Bros on the beat.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
I learned it from the OG, the one that came before me. I stay up on the grind, every day I kill the old me. Don't let the baby face fool you, the streets is what has grown me. All you fucking haters trying to blot like y'all some goalies. Ronaldo on the pitch, can't no motherfucker hold me. We some Godzillas getting bigger by the moment. About to cop a villa off the island for the throne beat. I'm a go-eat, cause I'm a microphone beat. Something like my daddy, I get it from my OG. Do some things and play the game, put the paper in the back. Put the back then bring trucks. Start a brand new kingdom. Forever now the king is home. OG from the Santa song.
When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, he used to tell me, I just dance, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, take your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path, do the math, and keep your money flowing.
When I was coming up, them OGs tried to show me how to sling that weed and make money, that's the old me. I still get that green on different me, but I'm my own me. Still got them OGs on my team, ain't never lonely. OGs know me, living life on what they told me. Find your path to your map, all that stuff keep money growing. Stay on track, go some rap, smoke some weed, keep money flowing. Yes, indeed, I'm real OG, never soft like Pillow B. Die hard fan like Ginobili and 210, we real OGs. Some OGs be double, some OGs be triple, some OGs act bitter, but real OGs original. Real OGs original, real OGs original.
When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing. When I was coming up in OG, you used to tell me, had the cash, get that paper, homie. Stay on track, stack your ass, keep that money growing. Find your path through the math and keep your money flowing.
All right. Welcome. What's going on, everybody? This is your boy, Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, July the 23rd, 2019. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat other message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, got a very, very powerful show scheduled for you. As always, thanks for the thumbs up, babe, on let me know that. Also, if the sound does change during the course of the audio, please, somebody like Sister Ellen or somebody, when you guys let me know, text me. I do try to. Sometimes I forget to check my phone. But when I play back some of the audios, I know that some of the sound quality does really drop over the course of the audio. It may start off very bad and then gets good, or it start off good and then gets bad. So just kind of keep me abreast of the sound, if you can. If it really gets really choppy and staticky, then just let me know. So tonight, my brothers, today, we got a very important message that I talked about before when I came into this overstanding, and I talked about the greatest story never told, and I wrote a book on it. Oh, it's an audio book, actually. I did a series on the greatest story never told. And in that, the greatest story never told, I talked about the difference between the word Christian and the word Christian. And doing that greatest story, you know, never told audio, while I broke down this topic, and we're revisiting it today because a lot of us stumble or struggle with the implementation of God's information. Now, I stumble with that as well, but there has to be an understanding as to why certain things happen to us. You know, there are things happening around us and things happening to us. I even had a message at a client of mine, and I mentioned it before, and then I got another message today from the same client that talked about how, you know, when they joined the life management system, everything went crazy. Their life got really bad, and then they quit, and then their life got really good, and then they thought to themselves, okay, it's been a while, so I'm going to join back in and pick up with the life management system where I left off. And then one of that, and this particular client, son who was involved in a lot of, you know, activities, was having trouble in school, got kicked out of school, just that, this client was involved. The client joined the program for the son. The son did not want to talk to me. In fact, doing the one-on-ones with the son, it was very dry. Granted, number one, he was a kid. I think he was 18 at the time. And we did a few one-on-ones, and then the son, you know, he wouldn't talk to anybody. So I was really fortunate that talking to the parent, that the son even agreed to speak with me. And the son said, well, he listened to a few of the shows and said, well, if anybody I talk to, I'll talk to that dude, that Master Teacher 33 dude. And doing our one-on-ones, which is what the client doesn't know, when I talk to that individual, again, was our son, and doing the one-on-ones, the things that stood out to me about the son was our lives mirrored each other from the understanding that adversity came to us. And I did the son's numbers, and I understood why adversity came. Just like I understood why adversity came to my daughter, and I understand why my daughter is no longer here as I talk with my daughter. And today's message is no different. Today's message is, this is not a new believer message. This is a very difficult, heartfelt message. They all are. Since June the 30th, my life has changed. It'll never go back to being the same. So I'm not the same guy. So I'm on a whole different level now. I'm a whole different. That's why I'm coming out with the 2020 total awareness stuff. Because one of the things I did not do was I did not put my foot to all the way to the pedal, to the metal, because of my daughter, because of Shamora, because I knew I wasn't willing to leave Shamora here while her mother wasn't here to take care of her. I knew Shamora needed a stable environment. The biggest mistake I made in my life was not pushing harder for that stability. And even though she was okay with sleeping on the sofa, I shouldn't have not been okay with it. Even though she was okay with certain things that was done, I shouldn't have not been okay with it as a father. So I got to live with that shit for the rest of my life. So what I'm about to tell you today, this ain't no shit you're going to read in no book. This is real life. Just like I told a client when she contacted me, which I had no idea until yesterday when she emailed me that her son died. And her son died when she joined the life management system. Before then, life was good. And every time she joined the life management system, her life sucks. And every time she quits the life management system, her life gets better. As I told everybody before you guys joined this life management system, right now, today, on my YouTube channel, please go to youtube.com/wakeupblackamerica. Click on the video that I did Sunday when I said, if you do not see yourself as God, basically you got a mental disease. You got a mental problem. And the young man who was 23 years old on that, you will see the comments, said that he does not understand how in the hell I got 200 views on that video. And I should have well over millions and millions of views on the video. Then he went on to talk about the graphics and how if I didn't do a beige background with the beige suit, acting like I was a preacher from the 80s. And so he went on to blast me for the way that I delivered the content. And it's on my channel. The comment is still there. And he went on. Now, everything he said, I mean, I told you guys, all my millionaire buddies have been telling me this for years. But there's a reason why I don't scale. The reason why I don't go with a trinket. Why I don't use a technique. Why I don't use technology. Why I don't. Sure, I can get a lot of more exposures. But this message, as I keep telling you, this message is a very dangerous message. As a client who lost a son, and I've lost my daughter, I'm trying to explain to you, this is not no damn church message. This ain't no freaking, the devil don't come after people he already got. He ain't coming after people that he own already. I don't teach nor preach nor talk about any shit that's in any other book. And if you, man, don't take these classes and listen to these shows if you are not serious. It's not going to affect you. It's going to affect your loved ones. So if you are not serious about changing your life and becoming an implement and a weapon of God on this planet, please do not listen to my shows or buy my books. Please, because you will not have the mental disposition. And so when the shit shows up in your life, you're going to fail and you're going to crumble because you're not going to understand the process. The day my daughter did, my daughter died on June the 30th. Look on I did a show on June the 30th. I did a show on July the 1st, and I will continue to do the show till they put my black ass in a box. Because I don't do fear like everybody else do. If I would have been doing fear, I'd have been dead a long time ago. So I don't have the disposition. So when stuff happens in my life, you won't see me crumble. You won't see me cry. You won't see me be overcome with emotion because I saw the shit before it came, before it showed up. And I cannot no longer associate with people who don't have that disposition, because it's going to hurt you. It's not going to hurt me. 20 years ago, I watched a movie called The Legend of the Fall, and it's like I heard an audible voice, because my family, my brothers, everybody called me after they watched the movie Legends of the Fall. And there's the character that Brad Pitt plays in that movie Legends of the Fall. And if you haven't seen the movie, watch it again. I mean, watch it. In this movie, this dude's life sucked. You have to watch the movie. Anthony Hopkins is in this movie. Brad Pitt plays one of his sons. Brad Pitt's character, immediately when I watched the movie, I just cried. My brother, my oldest brother, who is the exact, if I was to write my life story and put it in the movie, it would be in the movie Legends of the Fall. In that movie, Brad Pitt's brother went into politics. He had money. He did this, that, and the other life. He did the traditional life. That's my oldest brother. His youngest brother in the movie was, he looked up to Brad Pitt, but Brad Pitt was like me. He did not give a blank. He didn't care about the system. He didn't care about shit that everybody else cares about. He wasn't engaged. He was born different. He knew it since birth. He always hung out with the Native Americans. His hair was long. Everything that I've done in my life, he did. It was in the movie. It was like, I don't know who wrote that movie, how they came up with that movie, but, you know, even his dad, you know, the dad hated him, but the dad liked him over all the other brothers. I can go down and write my dad just called me. My dad never calls me. After this, he called me, boy, I tried to call you, you know, checking in on you, man, see how you doing. My father's never called me. I was the only one that lived with my father. I was the only one that could live with my father. Nobody else had the disposition to put up with my father. He was an alcoholic. He was a womanizer. He used to beat the snot out of us every day. I took his beatings. I looked him in the eye, and I never let a tear roll down my face because I was letting him know, Negro, you don't run nothing around here, not when it comes to me. And if you do not have that disposition, you cannot take my shows. You cannot be enrolled in my course. You cannot be my friend. We cannot hang out because it's not going to affect you. It's going to affect your loved ones. The enemy can't come at me. I don't got no carrot. I don't got no button to push. How are you going to push my button? What are you going to do? What is it that you're going to do to get me to jump? I've already been, all the stuff that you're afraid of has already happened to me, so I don't have no fear of those things. I've already died 3 times already. I tried to kill myself 3 times already. So I don't have a fear of death. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? I already know what happens when you die. So I don't have to consult anybody. I don't have to ask anybody. Shit, I've already been over there. I don't need a medium. I am a medium. I don't have to consult with people about information, because as I've been telling everybody, there is nothing that I've ever said that anybody on this call can come to me with facts that told me that and tell me that it is incorrect. No, nothing. You can come to me with an opinion about something that we disagree on because of the fact that you didn't look it up and you didn't research it 20 layers deep like I did. But you cannot come to me and say, Brother Will, the statement that you made was not correct. Now, the sources that by which I got that statement from and how I came to my conclusions, there's a possibility that that could be flawed. That has happened in the past. And if that is the case, as I've told everybody before, I just change to the new information, because I have a latheia. A latheia just simply means consideration. And that just simply means that I have the ability to, you know, let me change my mics real quick. Hang on just a second, fellas. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know why. I just get the vibe that things is,
it's a little choppy. So
hang on a second.
This happens all the time on these messages, so I'm already prepared. All right, so hopefully you can hear me a little bit better now. I did change over. And if it's not, then with these messages, I already know. This is just part of being me. So when I'm talking about the difference between a Christian and a Creston, because remember, there was no Christian was a, just read Titus chapter 3, and it tells you that Christian was a term that was applied to Crestons as a derogatory term. It wasn't a term of endearment. And I just happen to know, again, the science, as I'm going to be sharing just in private, you know, with the 2020 Total Awareness Program. That's why, that's why I'm charging $20,000. And that's why if you want to join early, you know, I'm giving it at a discount that only is good through the end of this month, where you can join for $5,000. Why? Why would I charge that much? Because I really don't want you to know this information, because I really don't think you know what you're signing up for. So I know if I put a big, steep price tag on it, you're going to be like, nah, bro, I'm not interested. Like I told the kid on my YouTube channel that's on there right now who don't understand how come I don't do fancy and get more people, because I really don't want more people to listen to my message, because it's just going to cause them harm because they're just tire kickers. They really are not truth. They're not truth seekers, because if you're a truth seeker, you're not interested in fluff. If you're a true, honest truth seeker, you don't care if I got on a bathing suit or not. If you're a truth seeker, you don't even look at this video. You don't even look at the suit I got on. If you're sitting, listening with the words I'm saying, you're writing shit down, you're researching it, you're looking at stuff. I don't care if an ant is giving the message. As the scripture says, if you don't praise me, the rocks will cry out. So the reason that things happen to us is because we are not being us. Something stuff can't happen to you. It is counted under every man till you die. Everybody dies. So death is not an issue. As I talked about before, you die because of your diet. That's it. If you change your diet, you encode light into the body, and you would live to be 700, 800, 900 years old. You would live a lot longer if you just change your diet. So the only reason that we DYE is I talked about in a private message last night, and again, I break this down inside of the 2020 program. Again, cost is $20,000 unless you sign up early. So every month you sign up early, I knock off $2,000. So it's just July now. So it's only $5,000 now, because we got 6 months before the new year starts. But in there, I talk about the word diet. It has the word D-I-E in it. It means die, and it means time. It turns around, it means time died. It's time that you die. It changes your posture. The word posture means post, you are. It's the posture. Your posture, because you're being poisoned. How? Because of the animals. The word animal means and I'm all, as it says in the word, A-N, and I am. Put the apostrophe in there, am, A-L, all. So when you do that, you are eating the all, and you're part of the all. You're eating the self. Why would you do that? Just like the word flesh, it means less. It means elf, and then the word L-E-S, that means less. That means feel. The elf stands for feel. That means you feel less. So when you eat it, you feel less. You vibrate at a lower level. And when I talked about death, same thing. When I get into the new, if you don't understand when a loved one dies, you're going to have grief. And grief draws demons. That's the only way that they can get in. Watch the movie Insidious. Watch all the movies. Watch Annabelle. Watch every scary movie. The only way that they get into your core, this is how you let them in. Because you don't know that you sign a contract when you agree to grieve. Because you agree to go on their frequency. That's their home. So if you come into my house, boo-boo, you agree to live by my rules. So when you grieve, that's a low vibration. When you fear, that's a low vibration. Doing those things by the fact that you made a Y. Remember the word empathy. E-M-P-A-T-H-Y. The word E-M-P-A-T-H-Y. The Y means I'm making a choice. Path means the direction I'm going. E-M means electricity and magnetism. So if you don't make a choice to go down the path of electricity and magnetism, then you're going down a social path. You're going down a psychopath. You're going down another path, but it's a low vibrational path. So I refuse to go down a low vibrational path. That's why I don't do what you call or what a lot of people call grief, because I also understand what death really is. So if you don't understand, just like in the movie Legends of the Fall, everybody dies, everybody's life sucks whenever they come into Brad Pitt, when they come into his character. And I forgot the name of his character. And it's about a retired Army general that had three sons. And his three sons, one was a good son. Brad Pitt was he was the middle son, and then the youngest son. The youngest son was just green. He died. He went to war following him, and Brad Pitt beat himself up because his brother, the younger brother, dies in war. And Brad Pitt was over there trying to protect him. And the things that Brad Pitt, he ate, oh, man, he went. I mean, you got to watch the movie. And I know a lot of you have already seen it. It's a really old movie. I don't remember when it came out, but it's not new. It came out like in the mid-90s. So, but in the movie Legends of the Fall, if you notice, Brad Pitt lived a long, prosperous life. Some people would say, argue, well, it wasn't good, it wasn't bad. Like people would argue and say, well, Brother Will, your life's not good, it's not bad. But boo-boo, I guarantee you I'm going to live a long, prosperous life. Because I understand that I talked about yesterday, I understand the laws of life. I understand the law of liberation, and I liberated myself from death and the grave. And that's what I teach. That is why your life will suck when you join this system, because the enemy want to keep you on his breath. He want to keep you eating what you eat. That's the only way he can control your mind, because, you know, your body's full of mucus and it's full of pus. So the brain can't work right. Now, I got thousands and thousands of articles and information. I could bring Dr. T on here right now who has a book that talks about the lipnosis, and she can explain to you the problem with the current American diet, regardless of what you eat. And there's thousands of information on about diet. There's thousands of information out here about, you know, money, about understanding the laws of money, the medium of exchange. And I've explained how to get out of it by establishing your own currency. Now, that's also Bitcoin is just dumbed down spirituality. So Bitcoin uses the blockchain. So the blockchain technology is what I teach. It's called cladonomics. So cladonomics, the blockchain is just the etymology of a transaction. So the blockchain and Bitcoin is just dumbed down cladonomics. It is dumbed down. They took my wealth system and they put it inside of a program. Elon Musk has Neuralink. They took my wisdom module on spiritual power, which S, again, simply means, when we look at the word power, P, prayer, but prayer is not what we do. Prayer, again, is basileia in the Greek. That means a brain that is immersed in dominion. That means that everything's lunch. That means you don't got no problems. That means all problems are just, again, an illusion. All problems is the absence of a solution. That's it. So there is no such problem. So P means there's no such problem. So how do we get the P? The O means obedience. The W means your words, the words. The E means empathy, and the R means relationships. So the blockchain is based upon the word power. Doing with power. So I've been doing that for 20 years. I figured it out when I was 8. And other people who come into my circle who don't understand how come when they do stuff, I don't have the emotional response that they do. Feel what other people feel. Now, I've been told, and I can bring my children on here, they'll tell you the same thing. I can be my wife on here, she'll tell you the same thing. I don't have the emotional response that everybody else has because I have a deeper understanding than what everybody else has. So that's what I teach. So I teach that there's no such thing as a money problem. It can't be, because you got you're alive. You got a pulse. That means that your body is producing sodium and potassium. That means that your body is actually producing a current. That means that you're an electrical being. That means that you got currency. That's money. Money is currency. And so all you got to do is put your currency into a product, a service, or information that benefits other people more than it benefits yourself. You will never, ever have a money problem because you got a process in place. So problems mean that there's an absence of the process. The process means there's a misunderstanding of the problem. And the problem is a misunderstanding of the implementation. And the implementation is you are an implement of God. You're not supposed to be drugged by God. So the word Christian means drugged one, and the word Christian means implement one. It means weapon. So originally we were weapons. Now we're drugged. Everybody's walking around in a dumb stupor or some type of a stupor. There's different levels of stupor. There's different levels of – that's why y'all think they come out with all these zombie movies? So there's zombie movies because they're showing you and they're laughing at you. That's why everybody got a cell phone. Everybody's walking around looking down. Nobody's looking up anymore. Nobody's looking around. Nobody's scanning their horizon. Nobody's doing what I was doing – what I was taught to do when I was a cop. That is, first thing you do when you walk into space, you look up because nobody never looks up. Everybody looks down, but nobody looks up. How many of you ever went to a restaurant and look up? How do you get – do anybody got a car and you look up? So if I'm a bad guy, where do you think I'm going to be at? I'm gonna be up in a freaking tree because you ain't going to never see me. You will never look up because you're not trained to look up. That's why they put all of the healthy stuff in the grocery store up. And they put all of the bad stuff eye level because they know, because they program you. You never look up. I don't know no man, woman, child, ant, monkey, squirrel, rabbit that looks up. Because we're all trained. So what I teach you to do is I deprogram the program. And so I've never publicly taught about deprogramming the program. And I've never told you why I do what I do because it just produces fear. Because, again, people are afraid of what they don't know. So when you join the life management system, you are joining Claironomics. Clairos means clear, nomics, N-O-M-I-C, which I asked everybody to look up, means rules. Now, again, if you did what I asked, so that way you can get the proof of what the 1%ers do and why bad things happen to good people, it's because the good people stumbled upon how to change the rules of the game, and they cannot allow that. They cannot allow that. You will find same thing happened to Dr. Sabi. Same thing happened to Jethro Klaus. Same thing happened to Max Gershom. Same thing that happened to I think it's 50 now. If you go to Google and type in 50 holistic doctors, or it may be more than that. They've been keeping track of how many holistic doctors have had accidents. So if you go to Google, do not believe me. Do not believe me. Do not believe me. Go to Google or your favorite search and type in 50 holistic doctors, and it's going to automatically come up. 50 holistic doctors that have mysteriously died. 50. Now, it's way more than that. Those are just the ones that were prominent doctors. If you start talking about in public the shizness I know, and I told you I got contacted 2 days ago by a high-ranking secret society member reminding me of my vow of disembowelment if I keep doing what I'm doing. And I had to remind that non-Negro, boo-boo, I ain't take no damn vow. I ain't vow. I don't pledge no allegiance to men. My allegiance is to Source. And so the next question was, well, how do you know the secrets? Because I got them from Source. And you can do the same thing. All you got to do is ask him. He'll tell you. But if you don't know this and stuff happens in your life, you're not going to understand why it's happening. So if there are 50 doctors who came up missing just because they just stumbled on the neuropathic, they understood neuropathic and neuropathy. They understand all diseases are pathogen. They understand that, and guess what happens? They tell you to get off that path and get on the electromagnetic path. If you start preaching that, I guarantee you or somebody in your family is going to have an accident. So that's why I don't recommend you going out and teaching it in public. So when I was telling that youngster who was telling me, dude, you should scale, you should blow up, man. Millions of people should hear your stuff. No, that just draws attention of the IRS, the government, and everybody else. So I'm cool. The fact that I only got 10 people that listen to my videos. That allows me to get in my car and drive freely without being harassed. It allows me to do the things that I do. So no, boo-boo, I'm not interested in scaling. So now I've already insulated myself. What do? I blend it in. How? I joined a huge, large corporation, and I just blend it in. Because, again, I'll remember, look it up. All Negroes die broken alone. Look it up. Look how did Tesla go out? How did Tesla go? They're just not releasing his secrets. I have a book in my hand right now entitled A More Excellent Way, written by Dr. Henry W. Wright. Dr. Henry W. Wright. In this book, it breaks down every vibration or every scripture that you're violating or every emotion of every disease. So, again, as I've been saying for 20 years, and this book, this is a thick book, this book was actually sent to me by one of my clients who could not believe that I knew what I knew without reading this book. And I told the guy who wrote this book, he probably got his shit just from me. Because I got mine from source. So I already know whatever problem you got is a vibrational problem. Now, just because of the major, you know, news people or what is just coming to light, all this is in the life management system. So if you don't, if you join the life management system and you do not know what you're joining, your life is going to be very difficult. Bad things are going to happen to you unless you maintain a disposition that allows you to be above bad things from happening to you. Because what does that mean? No weapon formed against me shall prosper. All who rise up against me shall fall. So if you don't know that, I can form a weapon against you, and I can push it towards you, and you're going to have an emotional reaction. And then I own you, because now I know, touch little Johnny, mama freaks out. Take the job, that's all I got to do. So if I'm the bad guy, now, again, if you're not trying to improve your lot, your share, and your destiny, now, you don't even care if you just take care of yourself. So if I did the life management system and I didn't promote it, I'd have been a multi-billionaire by now. If I just promoted what I was doing in the beginning, fun, fighting, and procreating, if I just kept doing that, man, I was already on my way. But I had a soul, and I have a soul, and I got a heart, and I'm a six, and my heart goes out to people who are suffering. And my heart went out to people. And so I thought, hey, maybe I should put what I know in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits other people. See, that's the key right there. As long as it benefits yourself, nothing happens to you. You can join my system, nothing will happen to you. But if you try to help your children, if you try to help your neighbor, if you share this information with anybody else and you don't have the disposition that is the equivalent with source, if you do not have the mental disposition that is the equivalent, as it says in Philippians 2:5, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. So therefore, if you cannot make this statement, when you have seen me, you have seen the Father. If you cannot make that statement with boldness and with power, you probably should disenroll in this program. You should probably stop listening to my show, and we should not be friends. Because what you have is what they call the negation of life. You have the delusion, you have the dissolution of your place in life. What does that mean? What is death? Death is the inability to maintain the mental disposition that is equivalent of source. That's death. You're dying right now. It's usually a slow process. It takes a while. That's called an energy transfer. You're transferring your energy because of the inability to maintain it yourself. Now, remember, the government is for people who can't govern themselves. That's why it's called government. If you turn it around, it means meant to govern. So the government is here to govern you. So I come on the scene and I say, govern yourself. Do you honestly think the government's going to let you just take your energy from the IRS and put it in your own pocket? And then you're surprised when they show up? I've been getting letters from the IRS for 20 years, and then shit hasn't happened. Why? As I told you guys before, I do not respond. You can't. They have no power over you until you give it to them. Now, I was a cop. The reason I went in and became a cop is to understand how cops work. Cops can't figure out crimes. Have you ever watched 48? I challenge anybody to watch 48 and find me a crime that the cops solved without a tip. Just one crime that a cop solved on their own without a tip, without somebody calling in and say, hey, I saw Jim Bob over then blah, 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 blah. Even if them suckers got you on videotape, They're not even smart enough to understand and to put you in jail. They let you run around and kill somebody else. Because y'all think the cops are working for you, like going to court. You're going to go to court with a lawyer? The lawyer has pledged allegiance to the British Crown. That's why they go to the Bar Association. Y'all know what the BAR stands for? That's British. That's their allegiance to their registry. So they work together. And what is the purpose? The whole purpose is your physical dissolution. To take and separate the spirit from the body. Because that represents and that destroys Source's plan. What was Source? Source wanted to experience life in a body. So he created Adama or Adamu. So the jinn, who is a totally different type of creation, as I've said before, refused to hang out with the clay, as it says in the Quran and all the other ancient texts except for the Helios Biblia. And now we read in Romans 1, 19 and 20 yesterday. And so now nobody has an excuse. We know that everything is about your mental negation. And the word negation means spiritual inertia. So my course is about removing your spiritual inertia so that way you can be an implement. You can be a weapon. They don't like that. You're going to have a problem. Because the word negation means that this is unreal and it has no basis in reality. So the word negation gives us the word negative. And so the word negative means it is a mental disposition. It is a state. It is a spirit. It is a group of neurons. It is a neurological network. It is the action potential that goes along the myelin sheath inside of each neuron inside of your brain. And you got a plethora. You got too many. You can't even freaking count them. So that is the negative side of consciousness. That's all it is. Death is lack of consciousness. It means you do not have the mental ability, the inability to maintain the mental effort that is required to implement what you know. That's death. Now, there's a lot of people walking around, they dead already because they don't have the ability to implement what's in their brain. That's death. Poverty is just a negative side of wealth. Sickness is a negative side, the dark side of health. So death is just the negative side of life. Negative just simply means consciousness. So the word negative simply means a lack of consciousness. So poverty is a lack of consciousness of wealth. Disease is a lack of consciousness of health. Wisdom or ignorance is a lack of consciousness of wisdom. And bad relationship is a lack of consciousness of mutual respect. So once you become conscious, now the Bible says it this way in Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, my people perish for a lack of knowledge. It said, they say no, nothing about no devils and no demons. So all the stuff that you're working to try to do, that's not why you're not in the situation that you're in. So the life management system addresses that. The life management system makes you a weapon. The life management system makes you dangerous. The life management system gives you the tools so that way you can take action, massive action. That makes you a threat to the consciousness of the dark side, the negative side. Because they don't want people to wake up. They want to keep everybody in the zombie state. So if you're walking around and you're the only person that's not in a zombie state, do you think you might stand out a little bit? Okay, let me answer the question for you. Yes. If you're the only person that's not walking around with their head down and their cell phone in their hand and they freaking then walking into stuff, falling off curbs and stuff, if you're the only person that's walking around with your head up, looking around, you're going to stand out. It's like in The Matrix with Neo and the woman in the red dress. Stands out. If everybody got on a black suit and you got on a red suit, boo-boo, you're going to stand out. So this course makes you a weapon of God. Well, how? How does this course make you a weapon? Because this course takes you back to the fallacy of the doctrines of devils. Truth requires no defense. Error destroys itself. There is no value, zero, other than life. So anything that doesn't produce life, as Yahushua taught when he walked past the fig tree and it wasn't producing, it wasn't growing, it wasn't evolving, because that's what truth means. It means a consideration. Consider things that allow you to evolve. So the value of the life management system is in the ability for you to accept the fact that you are made in the image and likeness of Source. Once you make that decision, then the number one problem that everybody on earth has no power over you no more. So then you can say, death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? Because according to the Bible that you read and you know better than me, these are statements that Jesus, whom you say you love, said. Now, I didn't say this. Jesus said that he took the keys of death and the grave. Jesus said that. I didn't say that. I'm just repeating what he said. Now, we have read scriptures after scriptures over the last 3 to 4 days that I can't even go over. They're just so empowering that I don't understand how anybody could not be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in total relationships. The only way that you cannot be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in total relationship is obviously you are ignoring truth. That is it. It is not biologically possible for you to have a problem today unless the inability to maintain connection with the brain. That's it. The inability for you to understand something as simple as the word tithing means the word tithing, T-I-D-I-N-G, because it has to do with the waves, the frequency. That's why it's called a wave, because it represents water. That's why it's called the mystery of the gospel, because the word mist, M-I-S-T, means water, story. It's a story about water. That's why you are made up of 80% water. So if you understand how do I keep water in my body, boo-boo, you live forever, at least 900 years. So I got to get water out your body. So everything on the earth is designed to dehydrate you, your food, your shows, your music, everything. I cannot think of nothing that doesn't pull water out of the body. So you got one goal in life. You got one job. Put water in the body. So the first way, the best way to heat the brain up is through negative thoughts. So my job, if I'm the bad guy, is to keep you in fear. And so I come along and I give you the life management system, and it takes you out of fear. So what if you got a little, now remember, my daughter that I have for 19 years, every day I told her, 2 Timothy 1:6-9, whatever the hell it is, every day, since she was 5, once she learned how to start talking and memorizing scripture. And once she started, she wasn't born with seizures. She had an accident that caused, she had a traumatic head injury. And so I knew that there was a mental battle going on to maintain her mental disposition. So I gave her the word. God is not giving you a spirit of fear, but he gave you a spirit of love, power, and a sound mind. You got to maintain your mind. And as I told you guys 2 years before she passed or transitioned, she would tell me during our conversations that she was mentally tired. I said, Shamori, you don't have that luxury. But Dad, you don't understand how it is to be in my skin. You don't know what it's like to live, you know, to have this, where I could just drop it any second or any moment. That's absolutely correct. And as a father, sure, I could have and should have done more to make life easier or comfortable. But at the same time, Samoa was a trailblazer. She wouldn't allow me to. She crammed in as much as she could in her 19 years. But I know death is just the entryway, the doorway, into another dimension and into another life. I know that death has no power. It has no sting, because there's no such thing as death, because death is caused by individual failure to fully comply with God's laws, period. That's death. Death is caused when you fail to comply, implement God's law. So the next question should be, what are his laws? Brother, as I've said to you before, go to Google, type in N-O-M-I-C. Look up Peter Schubert. You will see there are primary laws and then there are secondary laws. They gave you the secondary laws. They live off the primary laws. But the primary law is that controls the secondary law. And like I told you guys, when I was a cop, I was a municipal cop. Well, the state came in, that their laws usurp municipal law. Well, the federal law usurps state law. Well, Interpol usurped federal. Guess what? Galactic Federation, which nobody knows. That's why when Trump be talking about, you know, star, space, and all this crap, people be laughing at him. Ha, ha, ha. Trump is not stupid. Trump is a lot of things. Stupid is not one of them. He knows that the intergalactical galaxy of federation trumps Interpol, trumps federal, trumps states, trumps. Interesting, he says Trump. His name is Trump. As I've said before, when Trump got in office, a year I did a show at the last Trump. Google at the last Trump and then type in my name afterwards. See what comes up. Google at the last Trump, Master Teacher 33. And listen to that show. Everything that's happening now, I said was going to happen about, what, 2 or 3 years ago, before he got in office? Because it says, at the last Trump, at the last sound, the dead in Christ shall arise. See, I'm woke. Why? Because look at the word trumpet. You have the word Trump and Pence. Who's the president? Who's the vice president? Who's the president? Who's the vice president? Is it not Trump, Pence? Is it not? I'm not making this up. That's the names that they're going by. So, again, like Scripture says, God does nothing without first revealing it to his prophets. Nothing. So if something happens in your life and you're surprised, you might want to question your prophetessness. Because, see, don't shit happen in my life that I'm not that surprises me, because I already know, because source already told me. And he would tell you, too, if you tune in. So that's what the life management system is. That's why bad shit has happened, so it gets you to tune out. So an individual emailed me and said that, hey, when I listen to you, bad shit happened. When I stop listening to you, it stops. You think? Hello. That's the only way they can stop you from listening to me, because they know that there's a court. They got to carry it. So bad stuff happened to me all the time. Did you all think I stopped? On June the 30th, I got a call at 9:30 at night that my 19-year-old daughter was gone. Y'all didn't think that's the only thing that happened to me? I mean, how much time y'all got? I've got death report. I'm supposed to be dead already. I went to doctors and they told me I got 30 days to live. I'm still here. I don't even know. I can't even go over all the negative stuff that has happened. So what do? I do what the Bible says. What does the Bible say? The Bible says count it all joy. Why? And notice it says count it all joy when. It didn't say if. So because I know this, I don't get surprised by this. But if you don't know this, you're going to be surprised when a loved one dies. And you're going to be depressed. And you're going to be angry. And you're going to stop listening to my shows. And you're going to drop off. I've been telling people they come and go. They come and go all the time. I was talking with Brother Jasper today. He come, fall off the wagon. He come back for 3 months. Then he quit for 3 months. And he come back for 3 months. And he quits for 3 months. And he wonder why his life sucks. Now, it doesn't suck from the perspective of maybe you or me. Brother Mike got good money. He's got good health. Life is going good. But he joined the life management system because he said that he wanted to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and total relationship. Wealth meaning becoming a single standing column of waveform energy. That means that you have a process in place that if you got that you can generate more currency than you have expenditures. In fact, you're generating so much currency that you got extra, you got more currency left over that you can start helping other people out. That's wealth to me. Health is not the length of life. Health to me is the quality of life. Health to me is the ability for you to be able to, again, walk up a flight of stairs regardless of age, being able to pick up a paperclip, be able to watch a movie, have vision, have the, you know, it does you no good to be 100 years old and you don't even know who you are because you got dementia. That's not health to me. So, again, now the question is, do you have a process in place by which to maintain your vibrational rate? Because that's health. That means your pH balance should be high. Because why? That's considered healthy. So whatever we got to do to maintain our pH balance, okay, that's what we should be doing. So you should have a process in place to make sure that your pH balance is above 7.5. And remember the word pH means photon. pH stands for phos. That's the Greek word. It has nothing to do, again, with measuring your alkalinity level, your acidic rate and your alkaline rate, even though that's what we focus on because that's in our food. But our food establishes our mood. So our mind, that's why, again, mind over matter. So your mind is more important than the matter. So you worry about the matter, the stuff that you're putting in your mouth, and I'm talking about the mind, the stuff that maintains or changes the matter. Do you know that your mind can change the molecular structure of the matter? Okay, so if you don't know that, it doesn't matter what you eat. What matters is what's in the brain. Now, sure, can what you eat affect? Absolutely. Should you focus on it and try to do the things that you can? Absolutely. But if you're in an environment where you can't, okay, then you got to maintain the brain. So when things happen, you got to do what it says in James chapter 1, verse 2. And James 1, 2 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you encounter trials and tribulations. Why? James 1, 3, because you know. Okay, now we hope. No, that's not what it says. Let me read it again. Because you know. Okay, that can't be correct. We pray. Now, that's not what it said. We consult Reverend Dr. Bishop. That's not what it said. You're supposed to know something before something shows up. So if you ain't got no process in place before you get more bills than money, boo-boo, you're in trouble. If you ain't got a process in place to understand what happens when you die, when a loved one dies in your house, boo-boo, you're in trouble. If you ain't got a process in place that if your husband or if your wife decides to say, hey, boo-boo, I'm out, and if you ain't got a process in place by which to plot, boo-boo, you're in trouble. If you ain't got a process in place when the doctor says you got the C word, you got 30 days to live, okay, what are you going to do? If you ain't got a process in place before, boo-boo, you're in trouble. It says to count it all joy when you encounter trials and tribulations of various kinds because you know in advance that the testing, so you know it's a test. So you're like, okay, this is a test. Now, is there anybody cry and boo-hoo when you took a test in school? And you did if you did not study. Why y'all think I study? See, I've studied. So when the tests come up, ooh, I know the answer to that test. I know the answer. Ooh, yeah, bring it on. So, see, I'm not afraid of tests because I know the answers to the test. And so that's what the life management system is. Do you honestly think if I got the answers to the test that the test makers want you to talk to me? I don't think so, boo-boo. They would do everything in their power to ensure that you do not join nor maintain and listen to the modules in the life management system. There is nobody on this call that can tell me that they got the life management system and they listen to every module in it. Guaranteed. Why? They want to make sure that life happens. You know, the part that dealt with behavioral cladonomics, why? Well, my son got sick. Life happens. You can't live life because of life. That's the system. Remember, higher law, you serve lower law. So the one percenters know that. The one percenters who are under the control of the archons, who are over this unauthorized production. So the whole production is designed to keep you from returning back to source. So the whole harmonious Philippians chapter 6, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. I'm paraphrasing. You might want to look it up. But we wrestle against principalities, against powers, against wickedness in high places. So my warfare cannot be carnal because I'm not wrestling against carnal people. So it tells us that the weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God for what? The pulling down of strongholds. What are strongholds? Strongholds are neurological networks. What are neurological networks? A neurological network is what Elon Musk got planned for you with Neuralink. That's the ability to establish something inside the brain that creates an emotional drain, hence what you call problems. So problems are designed for one thing, keep you in a low vibrational rate, grief, fear, doubt, unbelief. Why? You become food for the archons. So the archons, food, they feed off adrenal chrome. They can't eat. They eat dark emotions. Dark energy, dark entities need dark energies. Somebody should write that down, boo-boo. That's why bad things happen to good people. So when my daughter died, I already know. I didn't read about this shit in no book. I already know because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So I already know that this as soon as it happened, I knew that, bam, this is a test. Okay, how do you pass the test? Okay, what did you prepare for? What did you do in advance before it showed up? Business as usual. Why do you do business as usual? Because they don't want you to do business. Who does that? You know how many calls, texts I got, people telling me, but I don't know how you do it, man. Man, I applaud your strength, your character, standing, you know, in the face of adversity. I didn't do nothing. I just did exactly what the scripture tells me to did, to do. Because it says, for you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. See, I read that before the shit happens. I didn't read it afterwards. Reading afterwards is not going to do you no good. Allow perseverance to finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If you don't know that, when you join the life management system, something's going to happen to you and you're going to quit. Like pretty much everybody has. I can think of, I can count on one hand the number of people who actually went through the life management system in 10 years. I can count on one hand. 10 years of doing this, and each year it grows. Why, though? Is it a knock against you? No. You know how many times I failed before I even developed the system? We all are in this harmonious arrangement that is designed to try to limit our scope. This is not a knock. People listen to my show, and they take it personal. That's why problems happen. Do you honestly think I got time to come on this show to try to say stuff to make you feel? Like I tell you about the one client that I had that was texting me and emailing me, freaking even on Christmas Day. This fool texted me 20 times. He got to the point that my wife almost had to address it. Like, what, are you in a relationship with him or what? You see, that's the problem with not everybody, but all Christians. And then half of the other people. Everybody I know, they got a form of godliness, but they have no power. They have the word, but they don't have the ability to implement it. You too. How do I know? Remember in the movie, Legends of the Fall. It's three brothers. Those three brothers remind me of me and my three brothers. I got more than three brothers, but my three immediate brothers. Brad Pitt's character, the middle brother, that's me. The younger brother, my younger brother, they're like Brad Pitt's character in the movie. His younger brother, clueless. He was young. He didn't have a chance. He didn't have a snowball's chance. He went out the war and he got smoked. The older brother, he just went in, you know, followed the system. He became a politician, a judge. He followed the script that was given. But Brad Pitt, watch the movie Legend of the Fall. Everything that happened to him, if somebody would have wrote my life story, that's it. Legend of the Fall. Everybody died. Everybody, bad shit happened to everybody around him. But nothing happened to Brad Pitt. Why? There was a scene in the movie where his Native American friend that Brad Pitt used to go out to and hang out with all the time. Like when I was in New Mexico, I used to go on this letter and hang out with the Native Americans. And they told him, saying that they told me, that you are the rock that everybody else breaks and crashes themselves on. But you will never be broken. Why? Did you watch the movie Legend of the Fall? Did you see the crap that he went through already? The tallest buildings have the deepest foundations. I've been saying, I did not order this, brothers and sisters. That is why you cannot join the life management system if you're not serious. Because the email I got today, I wouldn't wish that email on nobody. And again, I didn't know. This client's son died a year before my daughter died. And she said her life was going great until she joined the life management system. And everybody on this call is a part of the life management system. Look at your life. Your life was going great until you joined the life management system, right? That's the difference between a Christian and a Christian. Christians are drugged. Christians are weapons. Go to Google and type it in yourself. Never believe a word of another man. You get your words straight from God himself. Everything I speak, I can prove. Cosmologically, I can prove. Biologically, and I can prove biblically. More importantly, I would rather die today, right now, instead of teach error. And if I'm wrong, every day I pray one prayer. Since my mom died at 13, I've been praying one prayer. That prayer is, I would rather die than live one day on this earth in error. Because I knew the shit that my mom did was error. That could not be true. It couldn't have been the truth. Truth was in it, but that somewhere lie got in. Because no parent would allow to happen what happened in my life. So I knew it was a lie. Because I knew that the Bible and everything in it is based upon love. Now, I'm not saying that bad things happen. And I'm not saying that, you know, just because you're in the Bible or just because you're not in the Bible. All I'm simply saying is, I'm not the Bible, as we just read in Romans 8:19. And as we just read in, you know, in 1 Peter 1:24. And as we read in Matthew 18:20 and all the other scriptures. God has not given us a spirit of fear, brothers and sisters, but a love, power, and a sound mind. Everybody on this call, there is no such thing as a problem. There's only a such thing as ignorance, as it says in Hosea chapter 6, verse 5. So if there's anybody that has any kind of problem, that just simply means that you are ignoring truth. That's it. All I did was develop a system that forces you to embrace the truth. That's it. And it's real easy to tell whether or not you have the truth or the lie. It's real easy. It ain't got nothing to do with the Bible. You know what it has to do with? Reality. But what is reality? Reality is simply this. Truth requires no defense. Error destroys itself. I just look at anything that is self-destructive. Any behavior that is self-destructive is a lie. Any behavior that is self-preservationalist is truth. There is no species on earth, except for man, that do self-destructive behavior. If you you got a pet, put some poison in the water and then give it to the dog. The dog walk on, he's going to sniff it. He's going to be like, no, he's not going to drink it. We know fluoride is poison. There's nobody can tell me that bottle. With all the research out now, man, you cannot tell me, dude, you have not read an article somewhere. Now, you may not believe it, but you ain't done read no, you cannot tell me you haven't read no article. But what do? You still drink fluoride in your water. We're the only species that do self-destructive behavior. That's why we're the only species, and I use that word loosely, that's a Luciferian term, that don't have truth. It says in the book of Jeremiah, it says that, again, the turtle doves, the sparrows, the birds, they know their seasons. They know my law. But you, my people, you don't. What we got, as I've been saying for 20 years, when my mother died, I knew that we had cisterns. The fact that we even die and the cells are immortal is a problem. The fact that there is something that is called adversity or division is a problem. Because if we all come from the same source, why would I want to hurt you? If hurting you is hurting me, if we're the same, if we come from the same. So if I fight something, I'm really just fighting myself. So when you fight for your rights, you're actually fighting against yourself. So I'm not against anything. I'm just for. So people can tell me, well, I'm against abortion, or, you know, I'm against, you know, this, I'm against that. Okay, that's great, but what are you for? You see, brothers and sisters, each and every one of us has been brought into a system that is based upon a cistern that cannot hold water. So all I did was trace it back to the truth. And what I found was exactly what it says in the Helios Biblios. In 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 8, 9, and 10, somewhere in there where it says, God himself will send you a strong delusion so that way you will believe the lie. But why? And that word delusion, that's where, again, akrumen, where the word Christian comes from. That means evil brother. That means dark side. That means the opposite. So God himself will send you a strong delusion. Why? Because you do not have the love of the truth. So that means that there are different types of love and there are different types of truth. So if you do not have the love of the truth, and you can always spot it, because guess what it is? Division. If you have to fight to get your point across, that's called fool's paradise. See, fools will always debate, argue to try to express, expose, and expand themselves. The Bible talks about, in many words, there's a bunch of folly. Truth requires no defense. Error destroys itself. Truth requires no defense. Error destroys itself. Let people express themselves. That's how they expose themselves. Because I guarantee you, as we read in James 1:2-3, when adversity comes to your house, and it will, I may not be around to see it, but I guarantee you it'll show up. Are you going to be able to make the statement, consider it pure joy, brothers, when you encounter trials of many kinds? Many kinds. Why? Because you know. You don't believe. You know. If you don't know, you can't grow. The only reason I'm sitting here today after burying my baby and my, you know, my children is like, as you can imagine. Like, I would imagine if I'd have lost one of my siblings when I was that age and not having the knowledge that I have now. I don't know. I can't tell you what I would have done if I'd have lost one of my siblings. That's all I had. So as a father, it is my job to step in and educate my children on understanding mental negation and spiritual inertia, which is commonly interpreted as death, which is the absence of life in a body. But death is simply the inability to maintain your mental disposition inside the brain. Death is caused by your failure to fully understand God's law. And the laws that we have are not God's. The laws that we have, according to every one percenter on the earth. Again, read Peter Schubert's book, N-O-M-I-C. Read my book on klero, N-O-M-I-C. Because, again, that comes from the Greek, kleronomos. That comes from the Bible. I don't know where Peter got his stuff from. I know where I got my stuff. Mine came from the Bible. Look at the Greek word kleronomos. And look at the Greek word kleros. Death, where is your sting? Grave, where is your victory? The Bible clearly states that at the last sound, at the last trump, the dead in Christ shall last. Trump is in office, brother. Trump is in office. And it says trumpet. That means Trump Pence. So Trump and Pence are both there. At that time, when you see Luke 17:21, the man with the pitcher of water, go into the city and pour the water, follow him. That man with the pitcher of water is the represents the sun, the S-U-N. Right now, the sun is releasing what they call CMEs. Google it. And NASA is trying to figure out, because these CMEs is releasing neutrinos. And these neutrinos are called new trainers. Look at the word. It means new trainer. And it is changing the molecular structure of the body. Scientists, they stupefied. So that's why Elon Musk and all of these knuckleheads, they're coming out with Neuralink. Because they know that you are already establishing the neurological connection with source. So they want you to establish the neurological connection with AI. All they're doing is using predictive programming through the power of thoughts and words to affirm their opposition to life and take you and remove you and keep you in prison. That's why I did the show yesterday on the law of liberation. I'm here to liberate the mind. So that way you can reconnect back to source. How? Right now you are robbing every cell in your body of the natural sodium and potassium that it needs by which to connect and produce amino acids in the body. And I talked about the word yesterday, amino acids, especially with my private group. The word amino acids. Look at the word. It means amino acid. Amino is spelled A-M. That is the word I am. The next letter is I. The next two letters is no. It says am, I, no. The last word is acid. So amino acid is saying, though, I am not acid. I am not acid. amino acids is saying, I am not acid. And yet we put acid in our body. And the body is screaming to us. God even put it in the word. That's why he says you must honor God. God honors his word more than his name. You got the name, but you don't understand the words. All I do every day is pray for death or understanding. I don't want to be on no damn planet where we walk around with niggas can't even walk up a flight of stairs when they're 60 years old. Are you serious? What kind of life is that? So I pray for life or death, and I got life. So every issue and every problem that Negroes got, I got a solution for it, and I got it straight from source. I'm not no better than you. All I understand is that falling short of the law of life, Jesus came that you may have life, not morality, boo-boo. You can quote every scripture you want, but you can't walk up a flight of stairs. Are you serious? Falling short of the light, the law of life, that's the law of liberation. Liberate yourselves from being inside of that cell, in that prison that you've created. There is discord in the mind. That is producing a separating, that produces mucus in the body. And you can't take the trash out because we're drinking clusted water. We're not drinking de-clustered water. I wrote a freaking 20-page book on distilled water. Every Negro I know, I don't know no other person on earth besides myself that drinks distilled water. And this is public knowledge. Anybody with half a brain can read it. And I've been saying it on every show. Because we don't understand words. The Bible says, be still and know. That's why you got the word, look at the word, distill. That word means be still, distill, still, be still. The only way to still, calm the body, distilled water. Why? How does God put water on the earth? Rain, it puddles, the sun heats up the rain, changes the molecular structure of water into steam. It goes up and it condenses in the clouds. Then it comes back down. It's cyclical. It's a cycle. It is God's system. Why would you want to do anything else? Why would you do that? Why are you trying to reinvent the wheel? And I come out with a wheel. I call it the life optimization circle. It's found in every culture known to man. It's the cross with a circle on it. In Egypt, they call it the Ankh. The Ankh represents the ark or the anchor. When you are in a ship and you pull up the anchor, then the ship can move. So the circle and the cross, but we got either one or the other. The inability to understand, brothers and sisters, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. And let me close with a problem that everybody on earth has that I solved in the life management system that it also says in the book of James, which is why when I got that call on June the 30th at 9:30, I was prepared because I know James 1:3. I didn't read it in the book. James 1:3 says, in the King James, knowing. See, y'all don't got that. Y'all don't got no knowing. Y'all got a wish. You got a hope. You got a dream. I mean, not you personally, but, you know, people you know. Knowing this. See, if you don't know this, when you get that call in the middle of the night, when you got to bury your daughter or your son, when the IRS comes and send you the letter, they're going to take your shit. When the cops pull you over and they say you got warrants for your arrest. All this had just happened to me like recently. When somebody comes on, somebody stops in the middle of the intersection and gets into an altercation, and they take out their gun and you take out yours. Okay, what are you going to do? This you got to know. You can't read this in no book. So when adversity shows up, you got to know something, brother. You got to know something. You can't try to figure it out then. You can't develop a system then. Now is the time to develop the system. When you don't need it, that's time you develop it. King James, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. For what? What do I need patience for? What is patience? That means perseverance. What is perseverance? It comes from the Greek, Strong's Concordance 6281. It means hypomenon, which means endurance to run. It means patient to be able to cheerfully. How do we endure, brothers? How do we endure grief? We're supposed to be in depression. We're supposed to be crying. We're supposed to be broke down creatures. I don't think so, homie. Joyously, cheerful. It's a constant, cheerful disposition. That's what the word in the King James. I'm sorry, in the Greek. Now, you may have something in yours, but that's what it means when you look it up, etymologically. But why do we need to have joyful endurance? Verse 4, King James. James, chapter 1, verse 4. If you don't have this, when you get the call, you don't worry, everybody get a chance at the bat. Hopefully yours will be 1,000 years from now. I don't wish this on nobody. But when you get your turn at the bat, if you do not have this, James chapter 1, verse 4, King James, but let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. In the New Living Translation, it reads, so let it grow, for when you endure or have endurance, or when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing no thing. Now, that word perfect is what we're going to be closing with, which I don't know what you got, what you do. Strong Concordance number G5046, where we get the word teleos, we get the word telomeres. Biologically, the biological component. Remember, every biblical word has a biological component. And if you cannot connect the Bible to the body and the body to cosmology, right now, today, you're in trouble. That's why when you listen to the life management system, bad stuff starts happening in your life, so that way you can stop listening. We have the word teleotes, or teleos. That means completeness. It says, all perseverance to finish his work so that you may be mature. And it gets the word mature. Same word, T-E-L-O-S, completeness. And complete, same word, T-E-L-S, completeness. Lacking nothing. That was James chapter 1, verse 4. And my favorite scripture, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1. Therefore, my brothers, let us leave the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, not laying again, that means it was already laid, because I'm not saying you don't lay it, but once you lay it, boo-boo, you might want to go on. I'm not saying don't lay it, but I'm saying once you're done, when you finish, take your time, when you finish, it says, let us move on past leaving, that means to divorce, the elementary teachings about Christ and go on to maturity. So that means no, you can't go, if you can't get past Jesus Christ and crucified, you don't have James 1:4. So that means when you get that call in the middle of the night, boo-boo, you won't know. Your dogs won't hunt. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works, interesting that the works are dead, and of faith in God, instruction about baptism, the laying on of hands, the resurrection of the dead, and the elementary and eternal judgment. So that means you teach that once, twice, a couple of times. Okay, move on. Now, if you've been teaching that for 5 years, unless you called on that level, maybe you're an entry-level guy, okay, no problem. You do you, boo-boo, because there's a lot of people that are coming in. So that's what I'm saying. There may be some people, that's their calling, their niche, their destiny. By God, they are, you know, people that get people in the door. Okay, I'm not an in-the-door guy. So, again, that's why I say my message is not for new believers. Because that's the in-the-door. That's Hebrews 6:1. I'm Hebrews 6:3. Because, again, to go on to maturity. And that word maturity is my favorite word again, teleotes. We'll get the word telomere, which is the only reason that you D-Y-E or D-I-E, with the telomeres unraveled on the DNA. And Yahushua came so that your telomeres don't unravel until the work is done. Teleotes, my brothers, teleotes, my sisters. The Strong Concordance number G5047, again, that means that which is perfect. That means completion. That means the culmination. That means that which was built to support the stage that must come next. Let me say that again. That's why you're supposed to work while it's day. You're supposed to build your DNA, your cells, so that way they can support the stage, the next stage of spiritual growth, the culmination. It's supposed to support the culmination of what's coming next. It means strong concordance number 5050, teleiatis, which is another word of teleiatis. Instead of T-E-S, it's T-S-I-S. It means the end stage of fulfillment. That means the final fulfillment, the final destination. Perfection, so we go through stages until we reach what is called the culmination in the original text. If you go from strong concordance number 5056, strong concordance number 5047, strong concordance number 5050, that gives you the three-step process that I have inside the life management system. That's why when you join, bad shit is happening in your life. Because they don't want you to know. Because they don't want you to grow. Because they got a different set of rules. And they are from the house of Abracus. That's why that was in the movie Jupiter Ascending. They understand the faculty of Abracus, which simply means aeonology. The letter, it is spelled A-E-O-N-O-L-O-G-Y. Ology means words. Aeon means stage of development. Aeon, that's where we get the English word age. It is through ages that are established by words. I teach that in the private 2020 total awareness because you can't teach that in the public. You come up missing. That's when black vans sit outside your house at night. That's called eighth ray awareness. Remember, on this dimension, there's only seven rays. Why? Where's number eight, number nine, and number 10? That's only for the super celestial beings. They call, I can't say that over the air, but they have different columns of knowledge, and they move through different systems of wisdom because they understand that this is an unauthorized production that was established by Sophia, wisdom, which is really Barbello in the ancient texts. Yeah, they don't want you to know that. They know I know that. That's why bad shit has happened to you when you join my system. So my brothers and my sisters, it's an honor and a privilege to break bread with you today. I will be in Georgia, going to Douglasville, Georgia, doing a seminar there in Georgia myself. Dr. Spann, Dr. Jerome Spann, Cheryl Williams, Candace Johnson. We'll all be doing a seminar where we're breaking down the life management system. Again, taking the show on the road. One of the things that, allowed me or made me conscious of who I was being and what I was doing was what took place on June the 30th. And so that awareness, again, is just the same thing. God used different things to bring about awareness, to allow you to be able to implement so that way you can become a weapon of God instead of being drugged by God. Remember the word empathy, because EM path Y, the letter Y, that's always refers to the fork in the road of the choice. You have a choice. Choice doesn't force anything on you. Choose ye this day whom you will serve. So the letter Y means choice. The word path, that just simply means the direction that you're going in. So you have a choice, Y. You have a choice to develop the path that you are going on. Preferably that path that you choose is the EM. That's where the word sympathy comes from. I'm sorry, empathy. And sympathy, but specifically empathy. You need sympathy as well, which I break that down in a private study also. But the EM path that you choose, remember, it's your choice. Because you determine the speed or the tone in your voice based upon the speed of your choice. The reason now, because one of the things I promised Shamora, that I wasn't going nowhere and I wasn't doing nothing until she graduated from college. And she used to always say, Dad, I feel like I'm holding you back. And I just tell her, Shamora, you're not holding me back. I got plenty to do while I'm here. So do you honestly think I'm going to do less? I don't think so. So for the members of the life management system, I'm a weapon of God. an implementation of God. I'm sent here to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Heaven means dominion. Earth means the body, your individual body. You should have dominion over your individual body. The word government means meant to govern. If you can't govern yourself, self means sales. If you cannot make choices and decisions that benefit your sales, then you're not fit to govern yourself instead of the government. And unfortunately, they can't do a better job than you can do yourself. That's why I have the life management system, so that way you can manage your own life. Again, if you refuse to deploy yourself, you will be employed by somebody else. If you're interested in joining the life management system, just remember, like I said, if you plan church, please don't join the life management system, because it's going to hurt you or your loved ones. But whenever you're ready, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Everybody else, join me August the 9th, 7 p.m. We'll be at Sips Lounge there in Douglasville, Georgia. We'll be establishing the life management system. Myself, along with some of my clients, will be there dropping some major knowledge to assist you with wealth, health, wisdom, and great relationships. Brothers and sisters, I love you. I appreciate you. May the big G, whose name is the entire word, may the sun, and the sum of all the numbers lead you to the Ruach of the Numa, so that way it can lead and guide you in all truth. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will, make no doubt about it, I will see you in eternity. God bless.
Royal dream. Royal dream. Royal dream.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Back up on my team, had to chase my royal dream. You can check sophistication, just evaluate the scene. Ain't it tragic how we pause our power based on what people think? It's time to take it back, cause we can't sit on a bench and die. Long as we divided, we'll never see true meaning. Lost inside division, living only through five senses. Imagine what else you missing inside that little vision. That's why you can't see them demons crawling inside your little kitchen. We gon' stay buzzed like hives and fly to true ambition. Till them numbers just multiply, then we can start to build it. None of you rappers wrong, but all of you rappers home. Why do you choose to be fake and give us the wackest song? We can just make a stand so records and labels can die. I don't need your advance, so I can just bubble and fry. Rather just make a band with all of my brothers and ride. Take over motherland and make all of you governments die.
Because you're